Well, well, well.
I was here just two nights ago, wasn't I? You see, you know what they say with a campaign: save the best till last. I said you'd do well, and I knew you'd do well, and you've absolutely smashed it. It is an incredible result. An utterly Tory-dominated county council, now Reform-dominated. And it's been a remarkable, remarkable... I've just come hotfoot from Durham, where we virtually wiped out the Labour Party. And we've had some amazing wins, not least of which, of course, a very, very tense night through to 6 o'clock this morning, when Sarah Pochin finally won the Runcorn and Helsby by-election. And we've just heard in the last half an hour that Luke Campbell has won the mayoral race in Hull and East Yorkshire. And we had a couple of very, very close near misses, and I'll come to that. The result last night clearly spells the end of two-party politics as we've known it for all of our life. But actually, there's something much more significant that is happening in these shires. Here in the heart of England, but in many other places too. These are areas that the Conservative Party has relied upon forever. These are the areas where they have councillors. These are the areas where the activists work with the councillors. These are the areas where they have strong branches, strong membership, strong fundraising. 43 years ago today, a British submarine sunk the pride of the Argentinian fleet, the Belgrano. Yesterday, a motor torpedo boat with me at the helm and all of you on the back, we sunk HMS the Conservative Party. Yay! They're over. They are over. They are finished. They literally have been gutted in these counties. It's a position from which they will never, ever recover. Up north, what we see is that if you vote Conservative, you get Labour. You get Labour, because we clearly are now the second place party. We clearly are the challengers to the government. So that's something that we'll be pushing over the course of the next couple of years. The really important thing about what you've done is that if you vote Reform, you get Reform. And that's the message. So about half an hour ago, John Curtis on the BBC has put out his projection of what these elections would mean had a general election taken place across the whole of the UK. The figures are remarkable. They show us in a general election on 30%. They show the Labour Party on 20%. The Liberal Democrats on 17%. And the Conservatives on 15%. That would mean the Conservatives would only win 12 seats. And we would have a massive majority. So I don't want to hear any more about deals with the Conservative Party. I would only ever do a deal with you, sir, if I shook your hand, looked you in the eye, and trusted you. They betrayed that trust over the course of 14 years. We are going to chart our own course. So I think, really, this is a truly historic day. We are witnessing the death of a party that's been around for almost 200 years. They will not, they cannot recover from that position. And I honestly believe we've cleared this hurdle. Next year we'll go for the Welsh and Scottish parliamentary elections. And I believe, and I think you believe, that we can and we will win that next general election. Yes. Now, it was great that you were the first to be declared as the winners. And I've got one or two little ideas for you. Why don't we say no to the massive wind farm proposed at Staffordshire Moorlands? Yeah. I think that'll make. Why don't we say no to the proposed huge 120 football pitch solar farm proposed at Cheadle? And we must say no to spending £18,000 on giving asylum seekers driving lessons.
Yeah. It ain't nothing no more.
I agree, absolutely. Oh, maybe a bit of a warning, if you do work for Staffordshire County Council and you're involved with climate change policy, or you're involved with DEI, or anything like that, it may be now time to go and look for a different job. Yeah. because we want county councils to do what they're there to do. They're not there to fight climate change. They're not there to waste money the way they have been. So I wish you all the luck in the world with what you're doing. Won't be easy. There'll be a learning curve. Many of you are new at this. Some of you are old lags that have been there before. But it is, if you think about it, an incredible opportunity that all of you have got. I know many of you worked incredibly hard over the course of this campaign, as indeed our people did right across the country. I've been doing this game for about 30 years. I think really in many ways what has happened last night and with the council today is without doubt the most significant day in my political career. It is a seismic change in British politics. It is of a proportion that nobody could even have dreamt of. I couldn't be prouder and happier to be leading you. I've spent the last 5 weeks, as you know, travelling around the country, and I've just been really thrilled to meet such a fantastic range of people from all walks, all backgrounds, but determined. And, you know, we want our country back. We want to re-establish the right values around family, community and country. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. Very well done. And I'm going to come and visit you in County Hall very soon. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
But let's talk to Anne Widdecombe, Reform UK's immigration and justice spokesperson. After what happened last week, 677 council seats won across all contested councils, all 23 of them. Reform has majority control in 10 councils, including Derbyshire, Kent, Lancashire, Lincolnshire, North Northamptonshire, Nottinghamshire, Staffordshire, Worcestershire, West Northamptonshire, Doncaster, and of course the mayors as well. Anne, it's been a revolution, hasn't it, over the last weekend? It's been incredible.
It has been a very quiet, very British revolution.
Yes, indeed.
And we've now got the message across, which I think was the one that was important and which had always been difficult to get across, which is, look, if you vote Reform, you won't get the party that you don't want, either Labour or Tory. You will get Reform. You really can vote Reform and get Reform. And that is a crucial message. I know it's 4 years away still, but it's a crucial message for the next general election.
Yeah.
We really can run Britain.
Indeed. And I mean, you know, the questions that were asked over the weekend by various commentators in the media, you know, are you ready? You know, you've never run anything. I mean, I've never seen such scrutiny on the other main two parties when they've been put in charge of councils, because we all know that councils in large part in this country haven't been run terribly well, particularly Labour councils. The idea that suddenly, you know, we should be worried that people coming in from Reform won't know what they're doing, well, it may actually be a good thing because they'll be experienced in other areas.
Well, indeed, and not only that, but we have a very clear programme. We're going to cut waste. We're going to install efficiency examinations. We're going to get rid of all the nonsense with paying vast quantities of money to keep people in woke jobs and in diversity, equality and inclusion. We're going to actually do all of those things that we said we would do. Now, yes, it is quite true that we don't have long experience, but, you know, new brooms sometimes sweep very clean.
Yes, exactly right. Well, look at Donald Trump. You know, look at what he's been able to achieve in the first 100 days of his presidency. I mean, he's already been president once before, but, you know, he does things in a different way. Do you see Reform sort of operating at that kind of speed, in that kind of area, in that kind of way?
I think we will operate at pace, and I think we'll get on with the job. I don't know that I want to emulate everything that Trump does.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm talking about the methodology necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously in your area, immigration and justice, I mean, one of the main reasons why Reform did so well is because the two main parties' immigration policies have been woeful and dreadful. And I'm very interested in what Zia Yusuf had to say. I'm just going to play a little clip from Laura Kunzbeck's show on Sunday, because he's got something interesting to say about migrant hotels, particularly in his, what will now be Reform constituencies.
Having asylum hotels in their communities, this has caused a lot of concern to many people. But you've told them that you will reject migrants going from the council areas that you now control. How will you actually do that? Because the contracts to house those people are between the Home Office and accommodation providers. You don't have the power, perhaps, to keep the promise that you've made.
There are instruments of power available to us.
Well, like what?
Judicial reviews, injunctions, there's planning laws. You know, a lot of these hotels, and there has been litigation around this already, a lot of these hotels, when you suddenly turn them into something else, which is essentially a hostel, that falls foul of a number of regulations, and that's what our teams of lawyers are exploring at the moment.
So
we can look at budgets as well. So the word we use was resist. Look, we're not in government yet. That's our plan. And that's why people watching this program who believe in these values, who don't want to live around people whose first action upon coming to this country was to break our laws and then to live at the behest of taxpayer money.
I think that's going to be a very fascinating area, isn't it, Anne? Because it's not that clear to me, anyway. You may be able to tell me what rights a council has over sort of national policy on something like immigration.
Well, I mean, no council can defy law itself, but I mean, the point that Zia is making is a very clear one, which is that you can challenge under law, and a lot of those laws appear, at any rate, as if they would favour a challenge, and that is what we'll be doing. And the message we're getting over is, we're not going to lose any time. Mm. We're just going to get on with it, and if we are opposed by government, and I predict, and it's a very easy prediction to make, and everybody would make it, government will do its level best to put the asylum seekers where reform is, just to make a point. And we will make certain that we resist that at law. We will use legal means, and we will show that we are serious. And that will be the message then for getting into government, when we will have the power, when we will say what councils do, and we will be very serious about this. The others aren't serious. You yourself have said, you know, that Starmer's policies and Tory policies have been absolutely useless at containing the votes. Absolutely useless. Now it's time for a different approach. We can't bring that as a government for another 4 years, but we can do our best with powers that we've got.
Yes, and I think that's what is going to be very interesting to watch. And for a lot of people who have been frustrated by the political process ever since Brexit, really, in 2016, who have voted for things which they have never got, might actually see that politics can be a force for good if politicians actually do what they say they're going to do.
Well, I think that's the crucial thing. I mean, one of the reasons why Mrs. Thatcher is so much admired is that she laid out her stool. She said, this is what I'm going to do. And then, against much scorn and derision, she actually did it. And I think that will be the crucial test. You know, we shall do what we say we're going to do.
Right. Because we see every day now stories which I mean, I rather jokingly call it migrant of the day, whether it's somebody who is not going to be deported for whatever reason because they've suddenly become, you know, Christian, or they've suddenly become, you know, bisexual, or they've suddenly decided they're, you know, obsessed with one form or another of devil worship. There was one guy who claimed that he was actually possessed by the devil. Today in the Daily Mail, on pages 18 and 19, they've done an investigation where they found out that Home Office translators are running a lucrative scam to spring illegal immigrants from detention by basically charging £3,000 to act as witnesses to lie to judges and secure bail for dangerous criminals who are, generally speaking, members of Albanian crime gangs. They basically falsely guarantee that they will look after them and they will stay in their homes. And the Albanian drug gang members get freed and then disappear back into the black market.
To repeat the process. Yes, I mean, it isn't surprising. There are a lot of scams. And you know, what I think we underestimate is that government makes law. And if things are going on which government doesn't like, then government can actually change law, particularly when it's got a majority the size of the current Labour one. So it is no good holding up their hands and saying there's nothing we can do. We're getting all these deportation decisions. We've got to implement them. They can actually look at the law that's being used and change it. So get on with it, Starmer. Get on with it. We will.
But I don't think he's got a clue, has he? I mean, Starmer's reaction, let's have a look at it, to Runcorn by-election loss was this.
My response is to say, I get it. We were elected into government at the general election last year to deliver change. We've started that work. Waiting lists are coming down. Wages are going up. Interest rates are down. That's all good the working people. But the message I take out of these results is that we need to go further and faster with change. People need to see and feel that change. That chimes with what I've been saying for a number of weeks. We're going to double down on that now, deliver the change that people need.
Does he not understand that the delivering the change that people need is what lost him the by-election? Because it's not the change that anybody wants.
No, he doesn't understand that. Now he uses the phrase, I get it. So it having been got, what is he going to do next? Right. That is the question. And you're quite right. I mean, all the things that they have done, taking away the winter fuel allowance, crashing down on disability benefits, all those things, which were the last things that anybody expected the Labour government to do, contributed to the by-election. I still think that immigration was a very, very big one, because it underpins everything. It isn't just the immigration itself. It's the impact on houses, on jobs, on infrastructure, on hospitals, all of that impact. And Starmer just doesn't seem to understand it. I mean, what is he doing about the boats? What's he doing?
Yeah, well, he's not doing anything about the boats. In fact, worse than not doing anything, he's now applying for people to supply more housing, so that the people can be moved out of the hotel rooms into more housing, so that more people on the boats could come in and go into the hotels. It's absolutely bonkers.
Well, it is totally bonkers, and the problem that we all face as a country is you've got this lot for another 4 years being bonkers, because there's no way to get them out.
Yeah, unless they make such a dog's breakfast of it all, which they appear to be doing. I've always been of the opinion that something catastrophic will happen to Starmer, in the sense of policy, in the sense of his inability to run the country, and the country will literally fall into some kind of crisis. Could be this year, fiscally, certainly, socially.
Hang on, Mike, look at the British Constitution. The only way you can get out of government is if it loses a vote of no confidence. Their majority makes it impossible. They're not going to lose a vote of no confidence. They will carry on no matter what sort of, as you rightly say, pig's ear they make of it. They will carry on.
Mm. Do you feel as though you'll have a bigger role in time, Anne? I mean, I don't wish to describe you as a veteran, because that would be rude. But I mean, you're a brilliant brain. You're a great asset to the party. You've served in government before. You've been a minister. You know, do you fancy doing something else for reform?
Well, I mean, the fact is, if that is a disguised way of saying, "Will I stand next time?" the answer is no.
It wasn't a disguised way. I just mean, as a sort of in some kind of senior role.
I don't know. I mean, the role that I play will be entirely down to Nigel Farage. I don't know. But what I can say, and I do say every time I'm asked this, is no, you won't see me back in the House of Commons.
What a shame. Well, maybe we get into the House of Lords.
Well, I'm too ancient before
it gets abolished. You're not too ancient for the House of Lords, that's for sure. I've seen very many older people there. Anne, listen, good to see you. Thank you very much indeed. Anne Widdecombe, Reform UK's immigration and justice spokesperson. Fine woman.